Well, I have Zoe with me in Studio C. It's great to have you on, Zoe.
Good to be here as
For
always.
the audio blog, we both had pretty exciting weekends, and that's what I'm hoping we can talk about is our first village trips. Part of being a K&OM volunteer is getting to travel to various villages throughout Western Alaska and doing various reporting, either for a news story or a long form, a program like Zoe was doing this weekend. You really get the full Western Alaskan experience when you get outside of Nome, I think. Yeah, so there's about 20 or so villages kind of in our region that are kind of the major villages that we hear people calling in from, that we read weather for. So there's a good range of places that we try to keep up with and go to visit throughout the year, which is something that I'm really excited about. I wonder, Zoe, if you could start by naming some of the Western Alaska villages.
Well, the one that I went to was Shishmaref, which I just love that name. I'm really excited that it was my first one. You went to Wales. Teller, you can get to actually from Nome, one of the only villages accessible from us. Unalakleet, or actually, that this is an interesting point. It's spelled Unalakleet, but we were told by a local that to sound in the know, we should be saying Unalakleet. Another one I've been working on the pronunciation is Savoonga, which the pronunciation's actually like a little subtly a
Yes, it
little different.
is.
It's like Savoonga,
Savunga.
Savoonga,
Yeah.
Savoonga. So I've
Savunga.
been practicing that one.
Yeah.
That's fun. We get a lot of hotlines from Savoonga.
Yeah.
So yeah, what about you,
Yeah,
Gabe?
Savunga's on St. Lawrence Island, which is in the middle of the Bering Strait, and it has a sister village, shall we say, on the island called Gamble, which is out at the tip of the St. Lawrence Island, and it's probably one of the most western villages in the United States. I mean, I think the Aleutian Islands stretch out farther, but as far as western Alaska goes, Gamble is about as far out there as you get. Yeah, and then south, kind of south along the Norton Sound, you've got Emonic, Koyuk, Shaktulik, Stebbins, and St. Michael.
All the way, our signal goes all the way down to Hooper Bay. It's
Yep.
about as far south as it goes.
That's down farther down on in the Bering Sea. So, Zoe, I wonder if you could just talk a little bit about your weekend and Shishmaref.
Yeah, it was incredible. The whole thing was like a little under 24 hours, which is funny because it felt like a very long time at the time, but yeah, I headed out on my 25th birthday, which it felt cool, like opening this new chapter of my life. I'd never been on a propeller airplane before. I was in there. There's only, I think, four or five passenger seats plus the pilot. The whole left side of the plane was filled with frozen chickens and peas and food for the village of Shishmaref. The main thing that I was going there to record was a student climate change project around tundra berries, but I was hoping also to connect with a young man there who's just been honored by the Bering Straits Native Corporation as a young provider who's, yeah, really carrying on the tradition of mostly seal hunting is his main thing, but he's a big hunter. Yeah, anyway, so I was hoping to connect with him. Seemed like maybe that wouldn't happen, so I was just taking a walk, found my way into the city office and was just looking through the hallways and saw a door marked climate change coordinator. Went inside, started talking to the young man at the desk, and I was talking to him for a few minutes before I asked him for his business card. I didn't even look at it right away, and then when I did look at it, I was like, wait, you're the person I've been trying to talk to. And he was like, ha, yes, I thought you might come talk to me. My mom said you talked to her. And I was like, wait, he knew who I was and he didn't tell me who he was. And I ended up being able to record an interview with him right there. And it was great. A lot of things just worked out really beautiful. Also, speaking of beauty, Shishmaref is just one of the most incredibly gorgeous places I've ever been, especially right now when all the marsh grasses are kind of turning gold. I had a really incredible moon, almost a full moon that was really low on the horizon and just like very large and beautiful, great sunset. It's on Sarachev Island, which is so narrow that you can see the ocean on either side of it on the thin way. So everywhere I would go, I would see children and they would ask me, what's your name? Like that. Before they even said hi, they'd just say, what's your name? Be like, oh, I'm Zoe. And then they'd tell me their names. And then I'd see them 20 minutes later in a different part of the island and say, hi, Zoe. And be like, hi, Mackenzie. So I felt like a very, very minor celebrity.
Nice.
Yeah, it was great. It was a really wonderful trip. What about you, Gabe?
Yeah, I went to Wales, as I mentioned, which is on the western tip of the Seward Peninsula, which is the peninsula that Nome is located on. So it's about an hour's flying time northwest of Nome. And I went there for the 18th annual Kingikmute Dance Festival, which is a really big deal, especially in western Alaska and kind of statewide for Alaska Native dancing. It's one of the biggest dance festivals in the state, as I learned. And it's basically a three-day celebration of Native dance and family and tradition and keeping cultural heritage alive. So it was really amazing to be there and see this very unique form of emotional and cultural and artistic expression that is Alaska Native dancing. It's very visceral. There's drumming and very ritualistic singing and beautiful, restrained, but powerfully intentional dancing with a very earthen solidity to it. That was just incredible to watch. And the groups go one after the other, or they perform late into the night. It's not only just a celebration of the dance, but it's also an opportunity for people and family to really reconnect. The town of Wales itself is an incredibly beautiful place. It's got this just amazing location right there on the tip of the peninsula. It's a small village, only about 150 people. It's got basically one dirt street running through the middle of it, and it's set beneath this incredibly dramatic ridge that kind of rises right off the ocean and then sort of plunges into the sea to the southern edge of the town. And at night, just to walk out onto the porch of the school and to be in that cold, frigid air and to look out over the sea, the moon was really low and golden and gigantic with its beautiful reflection off the water. At sunset, I got to look across and see Big Diomede over there, which is completely visible from Wales, and, you know, realize that I'm looking into Russia, which I've never seen before, and kind of looking, you know, 20 hours into the future, as I joked, was a strangely surreal and beautiful experience. And then probably the most incredible of all was walking out of the school at 2 a.m. and walking back to the building where I was staying and just looking up in the sky completely unexpectedly and seeing the ribbons of green dancing in the starry sky and realizing this was the Northern Lights. And it completely caught me off guard, but that was the reason it was so beautiful, was because it just was there. And, you know, that's kind of a northern normal thing for Western Alaska, is just to have these amazingly beautiful things kind of just crop up on you. I don't know, I almost started to cry just because I felt so moved by where I was, the people that were surrounding me, and the beautiful intertwining of culture and landscape that I am so grateful to be able to spend a year immersing myself in and attempting to tell the stories of.
This is the first time for both of us getting out, and I'm happy for opportunities to get out and see new places, but I was also really happy to come home.
Yeah, and you definitely get a new perspective on home when you're returning from somewhere, so.
Yeah, it really did feel like coming home.
K-N-O-M.